So, it begins this week. It begins this week. Do you know what it is? Anyone want to take a guess what it might be? It that begins this week. So it, well, I mean, there's, you know, Thanksgiving. It's the season when every day seems to have bestowed upon it a special, almost apocalyptic kind of significance, right? We have this lovely sort of day when we get together, we eat more than we should, and we watch football maybe, or sort of play some games with family, and then it begins. There's Black Friday, and there's Shop Local Saturday, and there's Cyber Monday, and there's, who knows what Tuesday is? Giving Tuesday.
What?
Giving Tuesday. Have you ever heard of Giving Tuesday?
No.
Well, obviously you're not really looking very closely at your email or at some of those letters that are coming in the mail. I can't possibly be the only one who's getting these things. It started a couple years ago, this whole thing about, sort of, you know, Giving Tuesday, because somehow in the season of spending, 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 buying, 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 we should remember, you know, those other things that are going on. And obviously this is the time of year when lots of, especially nonprofits, are looking to you to make year of end of year gifts. So Giving Tuesday. I guess you're messing me all up. I was counting on really all of you knowing all about Giving Tuesday. Jackie, don't be shaking it. Now you know about Giving Tuesday. Next year when I say something about it, you're like, oh yeah, Giving Tuesday, Giving Tuesday. So anyway, so right, so all this stuff is going on, all this sort of it stuff. We go into this sort of season of kind of insanity, of every day sort of being, you know, this sort of apocalyptic, you know, like a thief in the night sort of stuff about it. And then, so here, just before it begins, we have Stewardship Sunday. And so it may just be that we sort of lump this together with all those other things that are going to be coming in the mail and those other requests for funds and donations. I mean, you're probably getting some of those right at this time of year. I can't be the only one who's getting all this mail asking me to, like, give to this cause and that cause and all that kind of stuff. So you might be tempted to kind of put your pledge stuff, maybe even your pledge card and the letter that the church sent, maybe you sort of put that in the sort of pile and sort of consider it as a part of all of your giving. I think it was one of the things that Steve talked about a little bit last week in his stewardship message. And so I'm going to, you know, a lot of you, you've come here, you have your card already filled out, you've already put it in the plate, or you're ready to go. But I still would suggest to you, I would encourage you to try to keep it separate. It's a separate thing, because it is a different thing. Faith is a different thing. It isn't just one of the charities to which you give. It is something that is different. And it should not be confused with, you know, all those organizations do lots of really good work. Church is different. And so I want to quote just once again a little bit from what Paul tells us that I think really grounds us in something that's really entirely different. And this is from that second half. But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly and love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. Encourage the faint-hearted. Help the weak. Be patient with all of them. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. We are different. The church is different. And it asks something different from you when you make that decision about how much you're going to give. This is different. Now, last week, Steve sort of laid out a lot of different sort of options in terms of tithing. Tithing is a word that we don't talk about very much in our settings. Very few churches like ours that uses the T word. Who knows what tithing means?
Above the 10%.
10%. Right? And so you have some credit. So what about, right, 10% of what? 10% of, you and your employer gives you sends you a letter, this is what you're going to make next year. Is it 10% of that? Is it 10% of, well, so there's that number and then all those taxes that come out of it. So this is what you end up with. Is it 10% of that? And then is it 10% all here, or do you consider this part of the, you know, maybe 10% you give in charitable giving, and the church is a part of that. Those are all decisions that you really should, that's personal, that is you. That's not something I'm going to stand up here and I'm going to look through all these cards and make sure you're all sort of tithing. But it's a good and an important concept to think about. Not so much, I would argue, about that number, but about what that means and about your connection to this community of faith, this place that seeks to do all these things that Paul encouraged the first century followers of the way. They really weren't even called Christians yet. They're following Christ and seeking to be different. Seeking to be different, seeking to be loving and gracious and full of blessing in a world that was violent and difficult and hard to do something that was different than what the Romans wanted you all to be doing. I bet a lot of us feel kind of the same at this point. We live in a violent, chaotic world, and we are seeking to do this thing. And I know for myself, I can't do this by myself. And you can't do it by yourself. We do this together as a community. And part of what keeps this community going, if we want to gather together on a Sunday morning in this warm, beautiful building with someone who's going to tell you what to do, more or less, and with other staff and our music director, these things are part of that number. That's up to you. I was in a meeting recently where there were a bunch of clergy, and we were all sort of debating whether or not clergy should tell the congregation what they do. Do they tithe? How much do they give? And for a lot of years, I've not ever done this. But I will say, we tithe based on what my salary from this church, before the taxes. The number that's on the annual meeting budget, 10% of that comes back to this church. And why is that? And the reason why I share that with you, it's not that it's a number. I mean, it is a number. But it's also a commitment to being this thing. To being part of a community that when there's all this stuff going on in the world and I would rather just sort of be despairing and hopeless, tells me to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to encourage each other to do this work. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. There is no other place that is going to do this and be this. And so today we take a moment to consider our part of this. Of this amazing thing, this thing that's almost hard to really put enough words around to articulate what it means. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Encourage each other to do the work that there are many days you think you can't do. But God tells us that we can, and we can do even more. By being together and by being the community of faith that God has called us to be. Praise be to God. Amen.